The following commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio at bnnmedia.org.
I'm back, Boston. Again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the show, From the Trenches, baby, From the Trenches. Off the basement trenches. We'll speak about things I see that we might need to rethink. When you listen to WBCA 102.9 FM, can WBCA 102.9 FM here in Boston? Well, nice day outside. Wasn't too bad, you know, kind of warm out there for April. You know, I understand for the rain in the next couple of days, but, you know, we're still moving along. Not too bad. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great day at job. Hope you're home, you know, relaxed and with your feet up with a cup of tea or hot chocolate. And I hope that you find what I'm about to say stimulating. You may or may not agree at all. You might agree with some of it. But, you know, again, I'm here just to put a different perspective out to the marketplace for you to compare and contrast. So say things I believed in 20, 30 years ago, I don't believe in now because of the research and the data that's not bear it out. So, again, my beliefs have changed. Today I want to talk about to my group. Again, I always speak to my group. American descendants of slavery came out of the institution. Some might refer themselves as fundamental blacks, original blacks. But I really want to speak to my group because we are a permanent underclass now. Yes, indeed. All the research and data shows that we are dead last in every category. Our legitimate grievance that led to the civil rights movement, Dr. King and Malcolm, the Black Power movement, all those things have been totally eviscerated. Our legitimate grievance against the government for the treatment that we were subjected to has been totally taken off the board. Because in the last 30 years, we got in this thing called Rainbow Coalition, Multi-Coalition, Diversity, Inclusion, and we forgot that there's a debt owed here. You can't have 347 years of the greatest wealth theft any group has ever endured and think you're going to be okay in this country. From 1619 to 1865 is 247 years of chattel slavery, the worst treatment anybody's ever been subjected to. All that wealth created, stolen, taken. But wealth don't disappear. Still here. Even though a war was fought over us, 1865, there's 4 million of our ancestors at the dawn of the end of so-called slavery. But they say, hey, what are we going to do with these people? What are we going to do with them? Well, we don't know until we figure out, let's create these laws called black holes for the next 100 years. From 1865 to 1965, black codes, you know, apartheid, Jim Crow, sharecropping, 100 years of lynching, just white terrorism. So all the wealth created, again, stolen. So out of our 405-year history being here, 347 years, all the wealth that we produce has been stolen and taken. There's a debt owed here. And so the laws that Dr. King fought for and died for was really to benefit the white community, really. It was to show them of the treatment that they had instituted against us, voting rights, sitting at a lunch counter, be to go to a hotel. Those laws were mostly to show them the hypocrisy of their treatment towards us. And so, since King was murdered in 1968, the last 40, 50 years, we went down this road called integration, assimilation, whatever you want to call it. We fight for everybody and everybody. A few folks got good jobs. Some folks went to Harvard. Some folks able to move to the suburbs. Most of the group got locked here in these cities and ghettos. And it seemed like our young people are being influenced and seduced by our entertainers. And most of them have embraced not a consciousness or group uplift, but get in the bag at any cost. So I wanted to speak to this here simple topic that I see out here. ADOS, Americans of Slavery, success at any cost will lead to moral decay. Success at any cost will lead to moral decay. And it seems like those who are at the platform, our entertainers and our celebrities, when you look at their rhetoric, it's nothing they won't do as long as it's sellable. It doesn't matter the image. It doesn't matter how it impacts the group as a whole. As long as it can be sold and bought, they'll do it. There's no group pride. There's no group cohesion. There is no things that black folks won't do, as my mother generation, born in 1930. My grandmother, Rosa, was born, like, I think, 1910, 1915. Those folks had a innate racial and group pride. Yes, the white community might have told us and showed them they was not nothing, but they was darn sure not to go out and try to replicate it or prove them right. Dr. King's group also, our elders, my parent group, stood on that platform. But it seemed in the last 30, 40 years in our community, success in any cause has become prevalent. Get the bag. So here, get the bag. It doesn't matter that those young folks who are looking at you, who want to emulate you, want to live like you, it doesn't matter if they sell their soul as long as they can say they're living well or living large. You might recall, if you're watching the news or Facebook or TikTok, everybody's now jumping on Diddy. Supposedly, he's a degenerate. He's disgusting, a sexual pervert, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing been proven yet, you know. But I want to put out a different thought for you to consider. Success at any price. So you were willing to be sexually exploited through his perversion because you felt that you could get a door open. You might get a contract. You might get a letter of reference that might propel your career further in the entertainment business. So you're willing to compromise your body, get engaged in a homosexual relationship if you're a man. If you're a female, do menage a trois with threesome, with other women, etc. You okay doing these things. And now that people bringing things to the light, everybody wanted to point the finger at Diddy as a degenerate. I said, hold up, Mon Ami. Hold up. You are grown making decisions. And you decided that your career ambition or your career being launched was worth you being or getting involved in a homosexual relationship. It was worth you being sexually exploited, having sex with whomever, you know. So I don't look at Diddy as the culprit here. I say, no, one should look at oneself. You got to own what you did. And so it's not that Diddy should be on trial. It's that what should be on trial is, where are our standards as a people, as a community? Because if you don't know, based on all the research and data, ADOS, we are a permanent underclass. That's right. A permanent underclass. And when you're on the bottom, you really cannot lose focus of having standards, ethics, integrity, and character. Because it's more than just about you. There are others looking at you who might want to emulate you or follow in your footstep. But if you have embraced the success at any cost, well, they just think, well, moral decay is just part of the price I pay. If I got to sleep around, sleep with men, sleep with women, whatever I got. That's what I got to do. Get the bag. So I don't think Diddy should be on trial here. Like I didn't think that Bill Cosby should have been on trial. All those women that accused Bill of sexually exploiting him, right? These are very highly educated and come from very well-off families. So you're going to come out the woodwork 10, 15, 20 years later saying that you were sexually exploited. I said, hold on, Mona, me. Hold on, hold on. Because you knew Bill, a very powerful man, influential man. Well, he can open doors for you, send a letter of reference for you. So you was willing to compromise your body for Bill Entertainment. Well, you got to own that. They also, during the Me Too movement, accused a very prominent CEOs, president, high-profile anchor people, you know, of sexually exploiting them. And all of a sudden now, 10, 20 years later, all of a sudden now, you distraught. You bent out of shape. But when you allowed this to occur, you felt it would benefit your career or get a boost to your career, open doors for you. You had to own that. You got to own that. And so I kind of realized from watching a lot of our celebrities that the Eidos community is the last community that can really afford to have our so-called idols or icons projecting the image where a integrity and morals don't matter. That success at any price is what you got to do, what you got to do. Well, we need to push back on that. If that's the best that you can do, then you can't really represent us. Or you should not be representing us because you don't stand for anything. You got no morals, no ethics, and no integrity. All money ain't good money. All success is not good success. If I must compromise my integrity, my character, you know, my ethics, well, I should have the foresight to say, no, I'll pass on that. Because there are others who are watching you. Again, my topic today I want to put out in the atmosphere is this year, Eidos. Success at any cost leads to moral decay. And when you are already a bottom caste group where many of our people find themselves, their quality of life is just getting along, just barely making it. When you don't have standards that you adhere to, ethics or integrity, you're just in worse shape because you'll do anything for a buck. You'll do anything for a door to be open, even if it means compromising yourself. And that's not the image that King left us or Malcolm left us or my parents. Not saying they were saints now. No, I'm not saying they were saints, not by no stretch of imagination. But they was darn sure they was not going to get out here and denigrate the group or humiliate the group using very vile, despicable language. In the last 30 years since rap has taken off, became a mainstay, all our so-called entertainers do, every word out of their mouth, either N-word, B-word, or H-word, and they always braggadocious about how they're living, how much money they're making. They got no juice, people. The white community who owns all those platforms view them as just that, high-priced properties. And whenever they say anything that does not line up with the owners of those platforms, they are shut down. Ask Kanye West, Kyrie Irving. Because white America, and I also include Jews when I say white America, because they have also gained access to whiteness. When I say white America, I mean them. Whether these platforms are owned by Jewish American, white American, Asian American, whoever owned them, our so-called celebrities, entertainers, they know darn well they're able to keep rhetoric clean when it comes to the other group. they might be okay, Abe. They might be able to denigrate us, defile us. But they know darn well they can't say nothing against the Jewish community, white women, gays, Asians. They know nothing in their lyrics, but not speak anything derogatory about each other group. But they have carte blanche to degrade and denigrate us. And I hope and pray, I might not be around to see it, there's going to become a time when we'll be able to sanction these so-called celebrities, entertainers, that no, that's not permissible. No, no, we're not going for that. We'll be able to contact these platforms, these labels, let them know. No, you cannot put that on the air. No, 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 we're not having that. So I'm hoping as time goes on, there'll be a group that represents ADOS, whereby with the power to pull collectively, but we can send letters and emails to these so-called big CEOs of these music industries or whatever, these labels, let them know. No, you got to pull that. You got to pull that. And also, we got to be able to sanction our entertainers. When I look at some of the image on TikTok and, you know, Facebook, these are very beautiful women. I do not dispute that. But it's all lustful. It's all lust. You can't build a meaningful relationship based on lust. No one's looking to marry lust. I have a family with lust. Megan Thee Stallion, gorgeous. Cardi B, they're beautiful women. But they might as well be naked. All it generates is lust. Lust. Sex without commitment. And the same with our men. Our so-called celebrities, men who are celebrities, so-called rappers who go along with them, you know, they're the counterpart. All they want to do, it appears, is to sex as many women as they can. See, I slept with this woman, that woman, right? Kids here and there. Do we want our men to be emulating that nonsense? Do we really want our men to be emulating that type of behavior? Come on now. Is it any wonder the last 30, 40 years, all right, that we went from before King was murdered, at least 68 to 70% of all black families had a husband and wife, two-parent household. Once he was murdered and his so-called new social order came in, do your thing, sex without commitment, one-night stand, whatever you want to call it, you know, welfare, whatever. All of a sudden now, 70%, sometimes 80% of all these households, single female with children by themselves. They might have multiple children. So in the last 30, 40 years, men have been modeled and groomed not to care about their own offseat. Just sexing, baby. Sex without commitment. When you're bottom cast, you can't afford to embrace that kind of behavior, that kind of outlook on life. That doesn't do well for your group. So having your women showcase and reveal everything, yeah, you're beautiful. But again, it's like saying, hey, I'm for sale. Nobody takes you seriously. That's why the white elite who own these platforms don't take you seriously. Use what a money-making commodity. We make money off of the things you do and say, but you better not put us out there. You better not use our name. And when you think about it, these entertainers are like agents of white supremacy. They are there, for the most part, due to bidding of the ones who own them. That's why they can say and do these things. With no conscience or no repercussion. Because why? It undermines and harms us. So I'm just here to say today to my group, ADOS, success at any cost leads to moral decay. And it's evident that many in our community have no standards, no ethics, no integrity, no character. is get the bag at any cost. Get the bag at any cost. See how well I'm living. Doesn't matter what I have to do to get that bag. Doesn't matter if I'm also controlled and owned. Doesn't matter about that. But look how well I'm living. And many of our young folks today, they view entertainment, sports, etc., as a way of getting out the hood. Simple as that. It's a way of getting out the ghetto. So there's no consciousness they have. They don't bring. They're not leaving with no conscious element in their mind thought and in the way they're thinking. I'm trying to use this as a ladder out of the hood. And so for the few who make it, all right, hey, I had to do what I do. I had to do what I had to do. Where all these other young folks looking at their foolishness, right? And so they're going to what? Emulate that nonsense. So again, we need to have a really serious conversation within ourselves. And it needs to center on success at any cost. It's not good for us. It leads to moral decay. And it's evident. And so I'm just having a conversation, just putting out the atmosphere. Something you think about. Because it ain't working. It really is not working. As someone out here in mental health who does wraparound services in folks' homes, at Osiris Group, I get to see firsthand the last 25 years in grad school. I get to see firsthand policies made on high, how it affects folks in the trenches. Trends that becomes the norm. I see how it affects folks in the trenches. It's not doing well for the group. It's not doing well, nothing for the group. They are projecting the image of you can be uneducated. You don't need no skills. If you can put a lyric together and be a rapper or a singer or shoot a ball, kick a ball, hit a ball, that's your ticket out of the hood. Don't work that way. 99% of you will never, ever make a dollar in entertainment. 99% of you will never make a dollar being an entertainer. And add insult to injury, you have now acquired some bad habits to go along with that. And in fact, it appears in the last 30 years, 40 years, that many of our males, right, feel that going to jail and being locked up is a rite of passage. Is a rite of passage. If they ain't being pursued by the police or playing that cat and mouse game with the law enforcement, they feel that they ain't being legitimate, they ain't being real. But they say, keep it 100. You got to give up your youth in a cage. It's always, I think, amusing to hear these guys, some of these cats, right, who don't get the state, federal government, 10, 20 years of their youth, right, come out, the light finally came on. I finally get it now. You got to be kidding me. All around you in the black community, in these cities where many folks are trapped, all you see every day are folks who are doing what you're trying to do. You see the end result before it finally hits you. You see it. You already know it. You know how hard it's going to be to be a single parent. You already know that. You know how hard it is to be not being skilled in America. You know that. You see already what the life of being so-called doing criminal activity, what's going to lead. You already see it. You already know it. You know the results before it actually hits you. You already see that. But for some ungodly reason, many still want to run down that trail to find out what you already know, what you already see. I'm reminded of a rapper, Heavy D, he's now deceased. One of his songs, I forgot the name of the song, he uttered these words, and these things I've been saying since the 80s to myself. His name is Heavy D, the rapper. He says, and I quote, the exact song, but this is what he said. But these lyrics, I just memorized these lyrics he said. Heavy D said, I don't get with fools, and fools can't get with me. I'll say it again. Heavy D said, I don't get with fools, and fools can't get with me. Many of you, as I did, need to internalize that statement. I don't let foolish folks get with me. And on my rise to get here, right, to make my life better, I had friends who came with me with some foolish ideas, doing foolish things. I said, no, man, count me out. And I was called some despicable names. Yeah, it hurts. When your friends, you got on the playground or wherever you're at, and they come with some dumb idea to do some, you know, dumb stuff, and you say, no, count me out. It hurts when they ridicule you. It hurts when they, you know, ridicule you or call you names. But they ain't calling me names now. You got to have the courage to stand on being an individual when your friends want to be fools. And that's why I always quote that verse by Heavy D. I don't get with fools, and fools can't get with me. I don't deal with foolish people. I don't get with foolish people. And for many of our males and females, you need to embrace that slogan. I don't get with fools, and fools can't get with me. Because right now, for many of the young folks I see, I'm out here in these families, a few might elevate themselves and live the life they want. But many are being conditioned and indoctrinated to live a ho-hum life. Well, I'm getting by. Got an apartment. You know, got me a cable. Got me a little hoopty outside. You know, I ain't doing bad. And what I found in America, so-called safety net has done to many of our people is taking your drive and ambition. It's taking your drive and ambition. And when that goes, you might say, stick a fork in you. You're done. And so I'm just here to say to somebody out in the trenches who don't believe in gloom and doom. I don't believe that the earth is coming to an end. No, I don't. I believe as long as you're above ground, you can make something happen. As long as you're above ground, you can make something happen. And I'm here to tell you, when you have no integrity, no character, no standards, you're not going to do well in America. And so my topic today is to you, success at any cost leads to moral decay. And too often we're watching those who have a platform to the masses. They got no standards. They have no ethics. They got no integrity. And my mother's generation, born in 1930, them folks will never, ever be revered or respected. Dr. King, Malcolm, the Black Panther will never, ever respect these folks. They would have never got a platform to speak to us. It's garbage. It's garbage. It's garbage. And those who are on the bottom can ill afford to ingest and digest garbage. Because you're in homes where there's no wealth, there's no inheritance you're getting. As I got none when I left home. So if you don't understand, the only saving grace you have in America is your labor. It's you. If you don't understand the importance of acquiring skills through education, getting that training, okay, be vocational, technical, whatever, whereby you can go out here and sell your service to top dollar, you have been totally misparented. Your parents have failed to prepare you to be out in America. Go look around now in these ghettos. You got all these immigrants, illegals by the millions. But that's your replacement. No one needs you for entry-level or cheap labor. They're not needed for that. Nope. You're not needed for that. And so when you embrace a life where you have no standards, no integrity, no character, no ethics, you're doomed. And too often, many of you are going nowhere fast. It is what it is, baby. But the good thing is that it's reversible. Because as long as you're above ground, you can make something happen. And that's a blessing. But it all starts in the mind. It all starts in your mind. Because what you're doing ain't working for many of you. I'm just gonna say it like it is. It ain't working for you. But again, I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. You listen to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA, 102.9 FM. Name my program, From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches. From the Trenches. From the Trenches, Baby. My little dialogue today, Ados. Success in any cause leads to moral decay. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. And I'm going to keep the ball rolling. So I'll be right back.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has to sort of like skip stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The revolution wasn't televised in the 60s. Is it going to be televised in the 90s?
Well, you know, the catchphrase, what that was all about, the revolution will not be televised, that was about the fact that the first change that takes place is in your mind. You have to change your mind before you change the way you live and the way you move. So when we said that the revolution will not be televised, we were saying that, like, that the thing that's going to change people is something that no one will ever be able to capture on film. It'll just be something that you see, and all of a sudden you realize, I'm on the wrong page, or I'm on the right page, but I'm on the wrong note. And I've got to get in sync with everyone else to understand what's happening in this country. Uh-huh. But I think that the black Americans have been the only real diehard Americans here, because we're the only ones who've carried the process through the process, that everyone else has to sort of like skip stages. We're the ones who marched, we're the ones who carried the Bible, we're the ones who carried the flag, we're the ones who tried to go through the courts. And being born American didn't seem to matter, because we were born Americans, but we still had to fight for what we were looking for. And we still had to go through those channels and those processes.
I'm back, Boston. Again, You're listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. Again, WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name my little hour. Our talk to you is called From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches. From the Trenches, Baby. Observation from the Trenches. My thought for today is real simple. Eidos. Success at any cost leads to moral decay. Success at any cost will lead to moral decay. And we have been witnessing that decay for the last 30, 40 years. You think about all the just gunk you're seeing out there that our celebrities have been allowed to project to us, that our kids want to emulate and be like, you know, it's garbage. Not that the person is garbage, the material, the presentation is trash. And it says that they are willing to sell their soul for the bag. Do you recall when Donald Trump was running for president in 2016? He said something very profound. And by the way, I like Donald Trump. The reason being, you know, he speaks his mind. But for better or for worse, he says what he got to say. You know? But anyway, he's running for president. Coming down the escalade, he says something. No. He's on the bus with, I think, Billy Bush. He's on the bus with him. And he said, you know, talking about women, because I am a celebrity, right, they allow me to grab them by you know what with the P. He said, because I am a celebrity, they will allow me to what? Grab them by the you know what. Now, let's sit back and analyze that. Because I am a celebrity, or because I am a CEO, because I am an athlete, entertainer, because I am a man of substance, of significance, I will allow you, right, to exploit me with the hopes of getting an endorsement, furthering my career, getting a bag or whatever, or being included. Well, I say what we should do is look at the essence of character and integrity. It's easy to blame the one who has power, because it is definitely a power disadvantage. It really is. But to put everything on him or her, naming him, you're missing the boat about why morals, standards matters. Because you are willing, right, for me to touch you in your private part, because I'm a celebrity. If it was Joe Regular, the doorman, Larry, or Billy Bob, how dare you? What kind of woman do you think I am? Because it is a celebrity, a man of substance, right? A man of means or accomplishment, and you feel that this here will get you some kind of door open or some kind of advantage, okay? You're okay with that. You're okay with that. And if I take that same sentiment that Donald Trump echoed to my community, Eidos, now everybody want to gang up on Diddy. I said, no, Diddy ain't the problem here. No. Ain't the problem here. Since King, the Black Panthers, all right, our elders of that generation moved off to the sideline and the new breed took over, all right? Things like standards, morals, integrity, character has left the playing field. Now, everything now is about me as an individual getting the bag, where in their psychology, right, it was about what? Collective group uplift. Collective uplift. Doing things to benefit and uplift the group. The last 30, 40 years now, everything has been centered on what? The individual. Look how well I am doing. Look how well I am living. Look at me. I got out the hood. So again, the whole emphasis and focus has changed. Because we've gone from a group uplift to a me uplift. And so many of our people the most vulnerable, are still locked here on the bottom. And to add insult to injury, now there's a serious influx of illegal immigrants where even they're not even wanted or needed anymore. They're not even needed or wanted anymore. We have a problem here, Houston. We have a problem here. And if we don't return and embrace having standards, right, ethics, morals, and integrity, and return to a collective group uplift, we're not going to do well here as a group. We're already, you know, devalued. We're already, right, cast aside. Because why? We got some new poor folks here now. And the good thing about these new poor folks, there's no grievance. There's no history of exploitation, of white terrorism, of white brutality. There's no laws passed to benefit them or show us, right, how we should behave towards them. We don't owe them anything. And they make us feel good. Because why? We give them a decent paying job. We get a pat on the back. On the other hand, with Adolf, there is a history here of 405 years since 1619. And some say we see it during the 1500s. Whatever date you use, there's a history here between the Adolf community and the white community. It was never one based on respect or appreciation of value. It was based on strictly economic exploitation brought about by extreme brutality and inhumane treatment. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to be reminded of that, have to sit with that, take ownership of that, be responsible for that. So bringing these other folks here, be they from Central America, Cuba, right, Caribbean, Africa, China, right, Middle East, Ukraine, DK, you name it. There's no grievance there. There is no history of oppression there and of exploitation there. So who would you rather have? Them or us? Them. And the proof's in the pudding. So again, if we understand that our struggle continues, and where my group, the baby boomers, failed, where we failed miserably, we stopped struggling for independence. We stopped struggling for self-determination. We opted for integration, assimilation, multiculturalism, diversity, inclusion, all those isms. And we don't own those platforms. It don't produce nothing of ownership. You don't own those. You don't own factories to put the people to work. You don't own contracts. You're just a hired hand in master's house. That's all it was. And so now, as we're about to leave the stage, the young folks come behind us. Many have no morals, no standards, no ethics, no integrity, because why? It's all about self. Me, 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 me. So the group consciousness that Dr. King, right, reiterated, spoke about, would cost him his life. He wouldn't holler for a few folks to be the first here, the first there. Everything's the first. You're the first here, the first doctor. First this, first that. King was not there advocating that first nonsense. Nor Malcolm. Nor Fannie Lou Hamer. Nor the Black Panthers. They knew that we was fighting against what? The spirit of white supremacy. They knew that. They knew what was their nemesis was the spirit of white supremacy in this binary black-white paradigm they have created. They created this paradigm of black and white. And all we've been doing for the last 405 years is just trying to what? Navigate, try and survive in it as best we can. And we've done pretty damn good, considering all things. All things considered, we have done pretty darn good. But we seem to have dropped off the radar when it comes to having standards, ethics, morals, and integrity, because we've elevated a group of people, our entertainers, to the forefront, because they have a platform now. They don't own it, but they're out there to appease us, keep us distracted. Anything and everything is permissible. And to all parents, you need to go on these platforms and see what your kids are listening to and watching. I encourage you to do that. The reason why I know, because I'm out here in the field with your kids, working with families. I got to know what they're listening to. I got to know what they're taking in, what they are absorbing, what is being modeled to them. I got to know that. That's why I go on these platforms, to listen, to watch, to hear. That's why I know about Sexy Red. And what really was so disgusting to me when CNN going Sexy Red, the rapper, all right, talking politics with Sexy Red. I encourage all you just type in Sexy Red, go to that platform for more information, and listen to her lyrics. Not pointing the finger at her as a human being, but her material is absolutely ridiculous. So CNN going to ask Sexy Red, talk politics with Sexy Red. And true to form, right, not one ounce of coherent thought came out of her mouth. Not one ounce. Because why? That's not her platform. It's not her platform. She's not versed or well-versed in the data or information. But because we have elevated our entertainers, you know, secular entertainers to the platform, they go and ask them about politics. Like 4 years ago when President Biden asked, I think, one of those rappers, you know, Cardi B, are you kidding me? First and foremost, she's not Ados. She's not Ados at all. He gonna ask her about politics. Why? Trying to get the young folks to vote for him. It's an insult. But no one's had anything to say about that. Because why? We have lost sight of standards. We have lost sight of standards and expectations. And so anything is permissible. But the good thing, young people, Gen X, Gen Z, and millennials, the good thing you got going for you, that you got going for you that we didn't have, that King did not have, you can critique King, what he did. You can critique what the baby boomers have done. And no, I'm not going to do those things. I'm not going down that path. And we're going to start to reprimand our own when they put out in the atmosphere this disgusting, despicable material. We're going to also let these labels know, no, we are not pleased with you. You would not have these folks saying it about you. We don't want you to allow them to say it about us. So the good thing, Gen X, Gen Z's, and millennials, that you in one generation, you start in your home with your children, making sure there's certain things that's off the table. You're not going to denigrate yourself, degrade yourself. There's no N word, no B word, no none of that crap. You also start instilling them, right? Not so much about education, but you have to be highly skilled, which means you need the knowledge to A, get those skills to make those dollars. In one generation, I think a generation run between 20 to 30 years for one generation, I believe. That's the time, between 20 to 30 years. So in one generation, young people, you can see a whole change, right, in presentation among Ados if you start today in your home. And as Gil Starhammer said when he's interviewed about revolution will not be televised, he said the first change starts in your mind. The first change starts in your mind, as it did with me. I had to change my outlook on life. So will you. And when you start to think differently, you're going to act differently, you're going to behave differently, you got a whole new marching order. But it starts with you. But in one generation, if you start in your home with you and your children, across the board, in one generation, you'll see a whole different presentation out here in the marketplace representing us. group called Adolf. You'd be totally different. Because your kids would be checking these other kids. No, we don't use the N-word no more. We don't use the word B's anymore or H's anymore. We don't degrade our women anymore. No, we're not doing that. We're not into impregnating the women, right, without being husband. We're not doing anymore. No, we're not going to showcase our bodies and be half naked and just what? Create an atmosphere of lust. That's off limit. We're on a whole different kick now. And one generation, young people, and one generation, if you change your way of thinking and expose your kids to something different in those homes, you will see a change in the AIDS community in one generation. Guarantee you. Guarantee you. So all is not lost. It's not hopeless. But it all starts in that house with you. Anyway, if my time comes to end, you've been listening to WBCA 102.9 FM. WBCA 102.9 FM. Name of my little conversation call. From the trenches, baby, from the trenches. Off the basement trenches. Off the basement trenches. From the trenches. From the trenches, baby, from the trenches. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. And every week I just bring you some thoughts that I'm seeing out here. And today my thought was, Eidos, success at any cost leads to moral decay. It leads to moral decay. And I think, you know, I'm not kidding either. Because when you jump on the me bag and not the we bag, got a problem. We got a problem. But it's all can be reversed if you start today with you. Remember what the rapper Hepa D said? Remember Hepa D? He said, and I quote, "I don't get with fools and fools can't get with me." Remember that? "I don't get with fools and fools can't get with me." That I've been saying the last about 30 years out here. And I'm so glad that I internalized that because why? I've had friends bring me some foolish ideas that landed them behind the eight ball. But thank God I had the wisdom to say, nope, count me out. Count me out. I'm not down for that. And so you will have to make a choice too. How you want to live your life. Remember, right? It's what between the years that count. What you think and believe matters. And having standards to live by matters. Without that, anything and everything is permissible. And you don't want to present it to your kids. You don't want your kids seeing that nonsense. And lots about here that our folks see is nonsense. Purity, downright nonsense, garbage. And so remember, success without morals, you know, it's not good. Success at any cost is just not good. Don't compromise yourself. Don't compromise yourself for the bag. You don't have to. So again, until next Wednesday, I'll be back. Again, listen to WBCA 102.9 FM, WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm your host, Larry Higginbottom. Name of the show, From the Trenches, Baby, Observation from the Trenches. Until next Wednesday, God bless you. Be safe. Remember, you must have standards. You must have standards. Till next Wednesday, be blessed.
The preceding commentary does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff and management of WBCA or the Boston Neighborhood Network. If you would like to express another opinion, you can address your comments to Boston Neighborhood Network, 3025 Washington Street, Boston, Massachusetts, 02119. To arrange a time for your own commentary, you can call WBCA at 617-708-3215 or email radio@bnnmedia.org.